Welcome to Brand by Design with your host, certified BG5 business consultant, myself, Ashley Branna Eve. The goal of this podcast is to help you create a clear, consistent, creative, personal brand to help you stand out and get paid for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise and build a highly profitable, personally fulfilling business, this is the place. Without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, my friends. It is always such an honor to have you here. And today, I feel as though this is a special treat that you guys are going to love, and it's going to change your life, not just in your business, but in your relationships and how you present yourself. Because there is no greater signpost to operating through your truth, your grounded truth, and how you are designed to speak versus your conditioned voice, essentially picking up someone else's energy through the conditioning, through your openness, amplifying it, and using a voice that was never yours. Now, this came out for me in rewatching, I think it's my PTL3 courses on partnership readings. And it's in regards to how do we approach the voice in a partnership reading. And I've seen this quote before from Rot Ruhu, but it never hit in the way it did here. And I thought I have to share right away. Now, this is something I've said over and over again in the past. I've said to my clients, as soon as I say, I think, I know I'm operating through a conditioned voice or amplifying someone else's voice that's around me. And when I saw this training by Ra again through that lens, having said it for over a year now with clients, it hit. And I'm going to share it with you because I feel this is going to be a big breakthrough and a big aha for a lot of people. And if you do love this training, if you love this teaching, please give it a share with someone, whether on Facebook or Instagram. Give it a tag and tag me, Ashley Branna Eve, because this is a big breakthrough that we're about to go into. Now, I'm going to read you first the quote from Rot Ruhu. Ra said, "For years, students have heard me in moments where for some reason, whatever, the program, being in their aura, I suddenly say something like, I believe. I'll immediately stop and say, wait a minute, I don't mean that. That's not my voice, because it isn't. When I hear myself say, I believe, I know I'm in trouble because that's not me. I don't have that. I'm not a believer. It's not my voice. It's not built into me." And again, that's Ra Ruhu and a training he had in the International Human Design School. And it shared over in, like I said, I believe it's the third year connections class. Now, what I want to dive into today is the voices of the throat first. Now, there are layers and layers that we can go into with this that obviously on a podcast training, we just can't go into. This is something that I can help you with in Brand by Design, my mastermind. We have 5 spots left for cohort 2. We begin April 1st. If you know a spot is yours, make sure to snag it. The first round of the spring sold out almost immediately. I can help you with this in there, nailing your brand voice. In fact, it's something I love helping people with because without this, you're putting out static. Without this, people can feel something is off in your brand. And no matter how much fancy copywriting you do, how much fancy marketing you do, the fancy graphics, any of it, the strategy won't work if you are not grounded in your authentic voice. So I can help you with that in Branded by Design, the Mastermind, or in my Holistic Human Design one-on-one offer. And that one-on-one offer does not address business. It's more deconditioning and living by design. However, if you want help with this in business, Brand by Design, the Mastermind is for you. I'll drop the link in the show notes. So let's break it down. What are the 11 voices of the throat? Gate 23 is I know or not. Gate 62 is I think or not. Gate 16, I experiment, I identify or not. Gate 20, I am now or not. Gate 31, I lead or not. Gate 56, I believe or not. Gate 35, I experience, I feel or not. Gate 45, I have or not. Gate 30, I remember or not. And gate 18, I know I can make a contribution or not. And again, there are so many layers to this in regards to your design, which we're not going to be able to go through here. However, I just want to start shedding a light on how do you speak? What is the voice you are bringing through? And is it your voice or is it a conditioned voice? Just like Ra Rahu said, when he started to hear himself say, I believe, he knew he was in the not self. He knew he was amplifying either the neutrino field, the transits that day, someone else's aura, or the conditioning, because the reality is he was not designed that way. I'm going to share my chart here with you so we can see another example. I have gate 23. That is, I know. It's part of the genius to freak. That's a full channel for me. So you will hear I know come through very strongly. It's an individual channel. Therefore, it's a very strong individuated energy. I know this to be true. And as I say that, I'm sure you can think back on so many times you've heard me say that in my content, podcasts, one-on-one containers, courses. I know this to be true. I also have gate 56. Now, this is a hanging gate, and it is the voice of I believe. And this is something else, when you pay attention, you can hear me say over and over again. In fact, the first time I ever learned this, I was in a class at the International Human Design School, and my instructor asked for my feedback around my voice. It's very obvious I have a defined throat. And she said, what's your experience of the 23? And I said, well, I know this to be true, and I believe. And she started to laugh and she goes, we're not even there yet, but look at your 23 and 56 coming through. And so I've noticed over time, anytime I'm using I know or I believe when I speak, that is true. That is my grounded core truth that I need to be unapologetic in. And I feel there's a lot of gate 23s who are very apologetic about their voice and almost afraid to say, I know this to be true. And especially if you have a defined Ajna, you are meant to really claim your concepts, your ideas, your frameworks, what you know to be true with your defined Ajna in that gate 23. Especially if you have the genius to freak, which is a very individuated energy. It's an individual channel in terms of your ideas and concepts that you're bringing through. And yet when you start to get that wishy-washy energy, and you're almost afraid to say, I know this is to be true because you're afraid of cancel culture. Maybe you have an undefined solar plexus like I have, where you're afraid to rock the boat. You're afraid to trigger people. You may notice yourself starting to operate through different voices. So in my example, instead of gate 23 or gate 56, which are both very strong energies of I know this to be true or I believe this to be true or not, you might start saying, well, you know, I think this is right. And you know, that's gate 62. And based on my experience, gate 35, I think gate 62, that this is right. And you can see the difference in that energy. And you can start to notice and take that radical responsibility of ownership of our shadow patterns, ownership of our voice, ownership of how we show up and where we get locked into the shadow patterns out of essentially fear, out of the not self programming and conditioning, and how can we shift this into the correct use of energy? And you don't need to heal more for that. In fact, I recommend you listen to my new podcast over on the Holistic Human Design podcast. I did a full episode, about an hour and 10 minute training, all about rewiring your core identity. And that can be done and the drop of a hat. It is a decision and recognition, and then catching yourself every time you fall back into those old voices. And you'll notice with myself, it's not as though I'm always perfect. In fact, it was just today, and I believe in that podcast episode I referenced right now, where I said, I think, and I corrected myself. Typically, I correct myself in my head, but I corrected myself verbally so everyone could see that adjustment. And I fell into the I think, and I started very quickly thought, do I actually think this or do I know this? And I knew it to be true. So I shifted my language. And again, it's something you can start bringing your awareness to. What gates, and I recommend you sit down with your body graph today, what gates are activated in your throat? Now, I don't want to get into the nuances here if it's a defined throat or undefined throat. I don't want to get into if it's a channel or a hanging gate. For our purposes today, And I can help you with all those nuances in the Brand by Design Mastermind. For your purposes today, what is activated in your throat? What is the voice of that activation? And start to bring awareness to when you use that voice. And here's the thing. It's not now about forcing yourself to have a voice that was never yours in the first place. It's giving yourself permission to own your voice and own the authentic communication of your throat, of your message, rather than operating through the conditioning and the layers of should, need, have to. It's really coming back to your factory settings. It's really coming back to who you always were before you picked up all the conditioning on who you should be or how you should speak, so that, and within that, so that it could be, for example, again, my undefined, I have an open solar plexus. Well, I'm going to talk about, I think, because I don't want to be, it's maybe too forceful to say, I know. And what if people don't agree? And then they're going to think I don't see their perspective. And if they don't think I see their perspective, what are they going to think about me? That's where we start to operate through a voice that was never ours in the first place. It's because of the conditioning. It's because of the pressure. And you can make a decision at any point in time to shine light on those shadow patterns that don't serve you. And now, again, now it's been brought to your conscious awareness, be aware and notice, when do you use your authentic, unfiltered voice, grounded in the core of who you be, and where are you using your conditioned voice? One other thing I wanted to point out is the I think is the 62. When we're looking at my chart, I have 62 in the throat, is of course undefined. It's not my voice. Yet there's a hanging gate up into the Ajna on the other side on 17. And this is one of the places where I operate through an immense pressure. Now, you might look at my chart and say, yeah, but actually 8 and 33 are undefined with a hanging 1 and 13 on the other side. Why aren't you focusing on that? 62 is a big one for me. From that pressure to bring my ideas and concepts, my unique ideas and concepts out into the world. And as soon as I start, I want you to see this, as soon as I start operating through the open solar plexus of, oof, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to get people mad. Is it non-feminine to claim that I know so strongly? Is it going to offend people? Will people be upset? Will people not agree with me, right? That undefined or open solar plexus, afraid of confrontation and truth, I flip over into the 62. And I think is, to my subconscious mind and to my programming and conditioning, a softer way of presenting my out-of-the-box genius ideas that are very individual and often go against the collective. It's a softer way of presenting the concepts that I'm ready to bring forward, that I desire to speak about. Because the 62 bridges that gap, there's a lot of pressure on the 62 to sneak into that voice. So I will notice, depending on the transit field that day, if it's activated the 62, or depending on who I'm around, the 62 tends to be my deepest place of conditioning with my voice and the one place I tend to flip over into. And it's always because of and due to the trying to avoid confrontation and truth of the not self of the solar plexus. And following this vein, something I want to address here is the not self is essentially not you. It's a dysfunctional use of your energy. The not self is when we bring in energy through our openness and we identify with it. Ra had mentioned at one point that he believed we amplify the energy we bring in through our openness at 200%. So we know it's not ours. Yet what often happens is we amplify it at 200% and we identify with it stronger than our definition at times. And especially when we're operating through the shoulds, needs, and have tos, sometimes that openness and the deep conditioning through there can really feel like us. So when we're looking at shifting our voice, there's going to be a couple steps here I'd love for you to go through. Number one, write down the gates that you have defined. Number two, start to bring awareness to how you speak. You probably know right away, what are the voices you tend to use? Do you say, I am now going to launch a course instead of, you know, this is such a basic example. I know I'm going to launch a course, Gate 20, versus I am now ready to launch a course through Gate 20 versus I believe that this course is going to be of the highest good for others, Gate 56. What is the language you use when you show up in front of your audience? What is the language you use when you show up in front of your community? And start to bring attention to what is the language you use when you're unsure about yourself? Where do you slip into? What are the voices you slip into? And what is the language you use when you're confident, self-assured, and not afraid of cancel culture, not afraid about what people are going to say, and you're truly honoring the unfiltered, authentic expression of who you be and your voice? What is the language you use? And from that place, again, it's not about now contorting yourself into a box and saying, I can only ever say I know. I can only ever say I believe. And if I ever let the words I remember slip out of my mouth, well, it means that I am in the not self. It's not black and white like that. It's simply bringing attention to the use of your voice. And when I'm building brands for my clients as well, we look at leveraging the voices of the throat in relationship to the entirety of the body graph, the entirety of your strengths. Your definition is your strength. And in the entirety of your wisdom, which is your openness, we bring that all together because a voice without owning the fullness of who you be is just a voice. And people are going to feel that. A voice grounded in the entirety of who you be, your strengths, your wisdom, your past experience, your future, your vision, your mission, and your beliefs is a voice that moves mountains. So today, do that homework. It's a shorter episode than usual. Do that homework. Start to get curious about how you use your voice. And I'd love to hear the expression of your voice and how this shifts or at least brings awareness to the correct use and incorrect use of your personal voice. All right. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please give it a share over on Instagram. Tag me, Ashley Brianna Eve. I'm going to drop a link to the mastermind in the show notes if you wish to have a look at that. I would love to have you. And again, we look at your voice in the entirety of your design, especially profile. What does it look to have an I know for a 4-6 versus a 5-1? That's very different. What does it look like to have an I believe for a 2-4 versus a 4-6? It is very different. So if you're ready to go that deep into your design, join us in the mastermind. I'd be honored to serve you there, right angle across the service. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.